Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Dan Bernstein Show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Roll damn tide, baby.
Okay.
Oh man, you have no idea. If you're just joining us, it's one of these things where I'm watching it unfold on Twitter in little bits and dribs and drabs and memes and GIFs, and I'm trying to do an interview. Like, I'm in the middle of this Brandon Thorne interview, and I'm like, well, the offensive line, what do you think about this? And they're going to run to Alex Gibb stuff. And half of my brain is on fire just watching everything happening between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. And I hope the interview with Brandon Thorne made sense, because I'm not sure that I retained any of it or remembered any of it, and I apologize for it. I'm going to have to go back on the Odyssey app, and I'm going to have to listen to it, because the part of my brain that was paying attention to that interview thought it was pretty good. I thought we learned a little bit. I thought I was doing okay, but really, all I was doing was feeling my heart rate go up and having this huge endorphin dump because of what happened between two of these big shooters in college football who used to be friends and co-workers, and one the mentor of the other, but not anymore. So I guess we're going to start with Nick Saban yesterday bitching about name, image, and likeness, and apparently slandering Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M, and then we'll get to Jimbo Fisher's response today after a hastily called press conference, and another thing. So here is Alabama head coach Nick Saban.
My job is to create a platform for our players to create value for themselves and their future by becoming better people, by graduating from school and developing a career off the field, and by seeing if they can develop a career on the field and play at the next level in the NFL. Our players have made $1.7 billion in the NFL since 2010. All right, so we've created a lot of opportunity. We also have one of the highest graduation rates, you know, in college athletics. But now in recruiting, we have players in our state that grew up wanting to come to Alabama, that they won't commit to us unless we say we're going to give them what somebody else is going to give them. And my theory on that is everything that we've done in college athletics has always been equal. Your scholarship is equal. They get equal Alston money. They get equal cost of attendance. They get equal academic support. They get equal medical attention. Everything has always been equal. So I told our players, I said, we're going to have a collective, but everybody's going to get the same amount of opportunity from that collective. Now, you can go earn however much you want. And I tell the recruits the same thing, because our job is not to buy you to come to school here. But name, image, and likeness is something that's here. And I think the more supporters that we have for the University of Alabama in all sports, right, that are willing to sponsor players, whatever you want to call it, use them in your business to help your business, that's going to help our programs. The thing that I fear is at some point in time, they're just going to say, we're going to have to pay players. If we start paying players, we're going to have to eliminate sports. It's not supposed to be something where people come and make money. And you make a decision about where you go to school based on how much money you're going to make. You should make a decision based on where you have the best chance to develop as a person, as a student, and as a player, which is what we've always tried to major in. And we're going to continue to do that. And hopefully there's enough people out there that want to do it. But I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. and you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Okay, now, I was prepared to come. We had a whole segment set aside just to make fun of that ridiculousness from Nick Saban. Well, we do it the right way. They're all buying players. Their quarterback made $1 million last year. Bryce Young made $1 million. $1 million. Well, we do it the right way. Well, that guy might have a solid gold Cadillac, but we just get him a bronze Cadillac. Ours isn't solid gold. I mean, it's so stupid. Well, they shouldn't come to school based on money. They're not in school. They go to school. He's so close to getting it. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to coach these guys? Well, I don't know. You coach them just like anybody else. So that was already going to be it right there. But Jimbo Fisher, the head coach of that Texas A&M program that he referenced, who used to be Saban's guy, he's not his guy anymore. And he wanted to get people together at a press conference because he had things to say about Nick Saban. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimbo Fisher.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families in Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right, but we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people. It's despicable that we got to sit here at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. Woo! You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know.
Woo-hoo!
We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us? Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well. It's amazing that we're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it. For our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way, I apologize to you that people insult you publicly the way they're doing it. And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But I promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Questions? To the left, Olin.
A couple of things, Jimbo. First of all, have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to.
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
you
to got all the advantages.
Huh?
It's easy.
And I just wanted to just put it point blank. So, no players, and you're saying that no players in
there's
this
no laws of anything we ever promised, done anything that goes against the laws of the state of Texas, and it's insulting to say a 17-year-old and his family broke laws. No.
You know, y'all have both spoken so highly of each other in the past in terms of what y'all have done in your previous relationship. So, how disappointing was it to hear that from him? You know, in terms of. You know, a mentor type to you.
It's disappointing.
Well.
No, I wasn't. No, listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things.
Wow! You think that the Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40, come after me, you're going to downgrade him, that you think that was a thing when he's just talking about some story in the media? This dude just curb-stopped Nick Saban and told him, dig into his past.
Well, no one's going to top that.
Dig into his pet. Now I'm a college football fan today. Let's go. Roll damn tide indeed. How about it?
That is the essence.
Oh, man. Go dig into it. Some people want to be God. Go dig into God's past. The quotes that are coming from everywhere now. Bruce Feldman, just got this quote. He, Fox Sports and The Athletic, he said, spoke to a former SEC assistant who said, there's always been an honor among thieves mantra in the league, and those two just called each other's wives fat to a global audience. Like, there are other, like, longtime coaches looking around going, oh, boy. Like, what? This is what NIL is doing. This is what happens when the NCAA doesn't realize what's happening, when the sands shift so fast that all of the ground underneath them crumbles away.
This is the fun when the rabbits got the gun.
This is the best. Jimbo, go dig into his past. Well, don't mind if I do. That's when the assembled media gets out those notebooks and puts on their little fedoras and says, well, we'll get right on that. Saban's there in front of his boosters basically saying, well, we're gonna do it the right way. We're going to get them an education, and we're going to make sure they make millions. That was for his boost. Like, I'm going to need more money. You want me to compete with Texas A&M? I'm going to need more money. That was a shakedown is what that was. That's all that was. Well, we want them to go to school and do all this. And there's other classes, and they're getting all these guys. And it was more like Saban also took on Deion Sanders, and Sanders is throwing bombs at Saban right now.
It's like one step away from the boardroom scene in Liar Liar when they set up Jim Carrey and he just calls out every last person's thing sitting at the table. But even then, it's just one person doing it as opposed to all of them doing it to each other.
This is
incredible.
The circular firing squad right now, because nobody knows how to deal with this. All of the lies, all of the exposure of what this has always been is now being laid bare in front of us. And those of us without the proverbial dog in the fight can just sit back and eat this up.
How is it Nick Saban being the one who is, like, arguably the head of the most privileged college football program in our history? The one that's saying, well, it's unfair. This is unfair.
And that's the whole idea. The whole idea is to make it so other teams might be able to win. So an HBCU can have a booster that gives a guy $1 million just like you do. How do you think Deion Sanders landed that guy? Look what's going on in basketball right now. But just the football aspect level. Now I can't have 80 guys who I control completely and can run off scholarship whenever I want. Saban said something to the effect of, well, how am I supposed to control my locker room? I got an idea, coach. How about you coach them? How about that? Maybe this is why you couldn't coach the pros. Because there's actual pros with agency. And now the whole pretense of everything you've been doing is blowed up real good. Everything is awesome. Oh. This is that guy cheats a lot. They had $30 million. They bought every damn one of them. No, he didn't buy it in the laws of the state of Texas. You notice he didn't say federal law. He only said laws of the state of Texas.
No, so, you cheated more. No,
that's what's going on. I learned from Bobby Bowden. Bobby Bowden taught me how to do things the right way. Yeah, I don't know. There may be a little something there, too. Nobody's clean, and it doesn't matter.
Meanwhile, SMU sitting here like, come on, man.
Yeah, seriously. Somewhere Eric Dickerson is just like, oh, man, really? Oh, God, this is great. Great, great, great. You go ask God. Narcissist. He called him a narcissist. Said he's incapable of understanding things enough. His narcissism. Called him God. Go dig into his past or anyone that's worked with him.
God's probably like, yeah, I probably won't have to deal with either of you very much.
You're right. Oh, this is just, there's trying to have high ground in here, scrambling for what they think could be perceived as high ground when everyone knows they never had any. It's all been a fraud for so long that we've all gone along with, well, we just wanted to come in here and get an education, and now that school, they're buying players. You're Nick Saban, it's Alabama. You talking about?
I can't. And at least the only thing, and maybe I missed it in both of those, the term student athlete, I don't think was used like you heard, okay, the athletes or as students, but you didn't hear student athlete one time in there, thankfully.
Well, we'll get to that. We will get to that. No doubt.
I'm just waiting for the first one, because then Lane Kiffin is like tweeting throughout this entire thing too. He might as well have just tweeted out the Kermit sipping on the tea gif,
or the guy sitting down on the couch with popcorn gif.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where every other coach is, all of us.
The moment that I saw, almost right when our show started, I saw the tweet, Jimbo Fisher has called a press conference for 10 o'clock Central. And what did I say? I said, guys, whatever we're doing, make sure you're listening to that press conference, because this is just the great line from the 847. This is like in the movie The Sting, when Robert Shaw's character, what was it, Doyle Lonergan? Is that his name? He said, what am I supposed to do? Accuse him of cheating better than me? Yeah, because Henry Gundorf had a little something-something for the card game there. Man, oh, man. This is, it's all out there now, and all of a sudden some immensely powerful people are realizing they don't have the power that they used to have. Go get it. Everything else in the world might be completely miserable and falling apart, and the center cannot hold, and the falcon cannot hear the falconer into the widening gyre. But oh man, this is good. And look who just walked in with his Alabama sweatshirt on. Roll Damn Tide. Who's got his Alabama hoodie on in full effect? That could not have timed any better.
We back!
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, and if it's God, you can forgive God for being a narcissist, you know? He's God, but let's go digging into his past a little bit. Ho. And look who's on the line. It's West Side Mike on the score. Mike!
I'm from Alabama, Roll Tide. And I'm telling you, he just put his foot in his mouth, because they call you, okay, you say ask God. You are a God. We want to know what happened in Alabama, and you just put your foot in your mouth. Everybody going to come after you. All the coaches going to turn on Jimbo Fisher. And you want to tell you something? You're playing with God. Nick Saban is God of Alabama. Because I'm going to tell you what he tried to do, Bernstein. I'm in Chicago. I love Alabama. Born and raised in Alabama. All he doing, y'all, all he doing is temper y'all. He finna get some more money. Y'all finna get that man some more money, and then he gonna go out and get some more good player, five-star player. All he do is pimping y'all. Get this mercy. He gonna get a better suit than me. That's all he's doing.
Oh, I don't know about that. That might be a bridge too far of him getting a better suit than you, Mike. But yeah, that's what I mean by that sounding like a shakedown of his own boosters right there. It's like, well, I got all this money, and if you want us to win, what do you want me to do? There's only so much I can do. That's the irony of it, is he's desperate. He's terrified. God is terrified. That's what he's crying about other people having more money because you know what? The only problem with your home state, Alabama, dig as far down as you can. You're not finding any oil. You can go wherever you want in Alabama and drill as many holes as you can find, but you're not coming up with the same things out of those wells that you're going to be able to sell to bring in football players. And that's what Texas has. And a whole hell of a lot of it. And that's just dumb geographical luck is what that is. Wait till the University of Alaska. Wait till you get a little bit more of climate change and all of a sudden the University of Alaska goes, wait a second here. Hold on a second. We're going to build the old Anchorage and Normo Dome. And next thing you know, we got some, see these derricks, these pumps, these wells out here? Hey, hold on a second.
UAA came to play.
Yeah, watch out for old University of Alaska Anchorage if you start seeing what oil money can do. You think the Saudi golf tour is a thing? Follow it, man. You think this whole Greg Norman, Phil Mickelson Saudi golf tour, same deal? There's no huge difference between what they're trying. I mean, I don't think they're murdering journalists at Texas A&M, but you know, I wouldn't put it past them necessarily. Who knows? They're sending the journalists out of now. Hey, reporters, go dig into Nick Saban's past. Man,
throwing the journalists at you,
right? Hey, you want to go have some fun? Go see what he does. Go see what they're doing. Go dig in. Go send your Freedom of Information Act request down there in Tuscaloosa. I love this. I'm Dan Bernstein. We were going to do Cubs. Are we still doing Cubs, or do we want to just do more of this?
I think this is more fun.
It's so much fun! 312-644-6767. The college football world is blowing up and melting down, and you have the score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody should pick a school because of the institution, the relationships that they have, how they can develop personally, academically, and athletically. I just hope that it doesn't get to where name, image, and likeness deals are created, you know, for high school players to get them to go to a particular institution.
Why not, though? Cool. Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they? Nick, that's what he doesn't get. That's perfectly fine. Yes, they should be able to shop their abilities and their assets and what they're going to bring to a school to the highest bidder based on these name, image, and likeness deals. And it's on the NCAA. It's on everybody for presuming that somehow they could just keep kicking the can down the road. But when you got a unanimous Supreme Court decision like, nope, this doesn't make any sense, and it all gets thrown out, you could have gotten ahead of it. You could have tried. You could have said, well, we see this freight train coming at the end of the tunnel. They chose to get hit by the train. They decided this is what happens. This is the slow motion getting hit by a train. And this is when all this rat's nest, they start to point fingers at each other. Well, you think, where do you think we're cheating? What about this guy? He's doing this. He's doing this. Well, we can't have it be like all of a sudden it's this, somebody should go to the highest bidder for their services. Oh, the horror. Oh my goodness, shocked, I say, shocked to know that there's gambling going on at Rick's here in Casablanca. Shocked! The highest bidder, you say? That can't happen! This is college football! How am I supposed to coach that locker room? I don't know. Figure it out, dumbass. Oh, this is great.
To be fair, Nick Saban, not exactly the best professional coach, so,
right?
You know.
No, that's the thing. That's probably why he's understood that when they actually have a little bit of agency and wherewithal, and they're not completely beholden to you and entirely under their thumb because they owe the world to you, and you control them on the puppet strings, they snip the damn strings. Now those puppets can just be like, whoop! I'm a real boy. I can walk out, and there they go. I can go somewhere else. Here I am in the transfer portal.
I was just going to say, oh, look, a portal.
Yes, yeah, that would be not a portal. That's different.
Right.
The transfer portal is different. But they, for them to be able to do this and coaches to have no concept of what to do, the fear, the incredible amount of fear that underpins all of this, they're terrified. Because they're all of these empires that have been built on this cartel of slave labor have been just taken away from them. And now they're pointing fingers.
Are you telling me long-held institutions that have power favoring one way have those people that have benefited from it scared to see how it goes?
Mm-hmm. Somebody's a little worried.
Just as like a general observer of college football, like as a kid growing up,
salute.
Right? I was a general observer. I'm growing up watching these, you know, whatever. I'm not super into college football, but I noticed that they're playing in these grand stadiums. They're housing, like they have 100,000 people and students and fans that can pack into these places. I'm like, geez, that's a lot of people. You know, and they have top of the line equipment, top of the line facilities. You see the LED boards that are being installed. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the product on the football field is what's allowing these stadiums to look this extravagant. And the programs are benefiting from it. And like grown men are able to achieve greatness because of the revenue generated from the players on the field. And yet Here we have student athletes doing what? Like making no money, making nothing out of it. And I'm thinking, that just didn't seem right to me. I mean, like playing in an NFL-type stadium when you're the one that's drawing bigger. The attention. Right.
In large part, bigger.
I think Mike just discovered college athletics.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. And I've had this feeling
someone has just discovered acting. Yes. I think, I'll tell you this. Don't look now, but some of those coaches, big houses. Some of them, multiple houses. Some of them own giant boats and Russian oligarch-sized yachts.
And some of them might be able to buy the state that they coach in because of the state.
Yep. And it used to be this. Remember we were saying, well, look at what colleges have to pay now to have these gorgeous practice facilities and the creature comforts, and they've got miniature golf and laser tag and water slides. And
it's always the weight rooms that get
weight
me.
Rooms and like, look at this luxury of them having to throw lots of iron around to make their bodies bigger while they're drinking their protein shakes. Like, that's something to lure kids. You know what lures kids who are about to toil and hurt themselves to aggrandize you? Money. And now you know what they get? Money. And now the coach is less powerful. And these are the screams. These are the thrashes of the newly less powerful, terrified about what the future holds. And it had been predicted that in college basketball, we would see college basketball coaches be saying, see ya. And Jay Wright was one. There's going to be more of a lot of coaches thinking, nope, this doesn't work anymore. This wasn't the job I signed up for. This wasn't what I wanted to do for a living. And like you say, Rick, this is a classic moment of ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And
Nick Saban's texting in, by the way, wonders from the 630 apparently. So like, good for him for having the phone here. It's about amateurism, Dan.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Idiot.
Yes. Amateurism. Sure. Certainly. Oh my God. It is a long time coming. And this particular crack in the facade is maybe the biggest one yet. When this spills out into the public, when they're calling and all this stuff, as much as they hate the media and as much as they resent the media, boy, when you need a press conference, who do you come running to? When you need a bullhorn, when you need to spread the word, all your stuff, well, the media, they're out to get us, and they're asking all these tough questions. But sure, those reporters, all of a sudden, who's your best friend when you're desperate? Who's your best friend when you want to fight this battle? It's not him calling Nick Saban and doing this behind the scenes. They want this all public, and they want it public immediately. And this is 773 says Nick Saban's like a guy who's been holding everybody up with a musket for years, and he's complaining now because people got a hand on rifles. Use whatever metaphor you want, but this to me smells a lot like justice, and it's all good. And you can't unring this bell. They'll try. We talked to Pete Futek about it a couple of weeks ago about how we have to rein in this name, image, and likeness, and we can't be putting collectives together to create a slush fund of money to lure people to go to a school. Well, you'd been doing it anyway for 100 years, and now you're saying you can't do it legally? Yeah, you kind of can. And this idea of, well, what's going to happen now? We're going to the level of competition and having a level playing field. Nothing is going to level the playing field like having a big booster be able to sign a check. That's going to level your playing field.
Well, what I hope too that comes out of this is players who, unfortunately, for whatever reason, get out of the program for whatever reason, mainly injury, that they're covered now. You know, there's a little bit of protection because some athletes get into a college program with the aspiration of just getting to the NFL, and without it, then what's next for them? So hopefully, something good can come out of this.
Sure,
too.
And even if it's on their own, even if they have to take out their own insurance policies and not what the NCAA allowed them to do, even if some of the money that they're making allows themselves to be better protected insurance-wise, if they want to do it on their own, they've got more resources to do that now.
So one of the things that it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but I think would be hilarious to see like fan reaction to one of these teams that doesn't have the names on the back of the jerseys if enough players raise a stink because of NIL and wanting their last name shown in their highlights too, is that going to force, like, and mind you, I'm just throwing them out because they're like ones Penn I can State? Think of. Yeah, like Penn State, or does Notre Dame still do that maybe? I don't know.
Are you telling me the Penn State Paterno Grand experiment just may have been a lie?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Are you really telling me that?
I would love to see fan reaction when it's... Now, mind you, there are some that just pure aesthetically look better without the names, maybe because we're used to it that way, but I would love to see reaction of fans of school here that doesn't normally have names on the back of jerseys because the players are like, hey, this is part of our biz here. You kind of got to... We need this.
Even better, what if it's not uniform? What if a guy at a university is like, none of my teammates may have their names on their jerseys. I am. Like, you want me to come here? That's fine. Put my name on the back of the jersey.
Like the guy that has to throw on the second jersey when he's on, like, special teams or something because they have double numbers or whatever.
Or the negotiation becomes like the way publicists in Hollywood do the order in which you're credited. Like, you know, like where you're listed on the marquee or above whom or after whom, or whether it's an
who and. Who gets the and or the with?
Right, the and or with at the end, you know, because those things are worth more and you're negotiating some of this stuff. And you can put in there, when you run your promo sizzle reel at the game, I'm the last player featured. Well, we don't do any of that. Okay, great, then I'll go to a different school. Bye. Slams door, leaves. Oh, yeah, no. We'll figure out a way to do that. This is how it's supposed to be. It's always been professional sports, and they've been lying to you forever. And for every school that has its actual college sports, there will be a place for that, and they can form their own little conferences, and they can have student athletes who happened to be there to be students say, hey, do you play football? Would you like to come out for the football team? Sure. I know I'm here studying Russian and economics, but yeah, I'll play football on the side. Okay, you can still do that. There'll be places that'll do that, and the places that don't want to pretend anymore, they can stop doing that. And you don't even need the... The other thing is, the ultimate thing with all of this, dissolve the NCAA. Dissolve it all. It doesn't need to exist. It is a superfluous cartel. Be done with it. Your massive conferences that own the television networks, that are charging for all of the rights fees for their product, let them become a loose confederation or a tight confederation of businesses and dissolve the NCAA.
So you're telling me Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC isn't because of some form of tradition we don't know about, and Correct. It's purely because of dollars?
Tradition, academics, and fit is what it is. But
and hits.
And the hits principle. Yes.
You know, we play on the hits principle.
In the hits today, because there's going to be more. And now coaches are talking, like the sports information are like, should I say something? Am I supposed to say something here? What are we supposed to do here? And you got lawyers who are like, hey, might want to lay low. Maybe let these guys kind of fight it out. Let this simmer down. Lay low a little bit, because all the coaches right now are texting each other. They're all texting their, you know, the five agents that represent all the coaches you're talking about, the people who are really cashed in there. And agents are going to start thinking that there's ways to make more money now with players and not just coaches, because it's time to start spreading that money out. This is a day that we will remember in college sports. when Jimbo Fisher called a press conference to call Nick Saban God and exhorted the media to dig into his past. He said that. He called him a narcissist. Some people think they're God. Why don't you dig into God's past? Let's get on with it. When we come back, what do you want to do? You want to hear, bring back a little bit of Jed Hoyer yesterday? I'm a little farmished at the moment just because of how that all went down. That was fun. And I guarantee you, by the time we take the air tomorrow, by the time this show starts tomorrow, there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more where, whether it's anonymous sources saying, well, one SEC coach says and another SEC coach says, this is when a lot of people are snapping into action with phone calls and reactions and stuff. All good things. This is what I like college football. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. That they broke state laws. That they're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous, but when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right, but we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job. The whole organization of recruiting people. It's despicable that we got to sit here at this level of ball and say these things to defend the people of this organization, the kids, 17-year-old kids, and their families. It's amazing. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us? Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well. It's amazing that we're allowed to do those things. It's really despicable. And I hate it. For our players who are coming here, who did things the right way, have done things the right way, and will continue to do things the right way, I apologize to you that people insult you publicly the way they're doing it. And our fans, I apologize to you guys for people saying those things about Texas A&M. But I promise you this, there are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Questions? To the left, Olin.
A couple of things, Jimbo. First of all, have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when you
to
got all the advantages. Uh-huh. It's easy.
And I just wanted to just put it point blank. So, no players, and you're saying that no players in
there's
this
no, no laws of anything we ever promised, done anything that goes against the laws of the state of Texas, and it's insulting to say a 17-year-old and his family broke laws. No.
You know, y'all have both spoken so highly of each other in the past in terms of what y'all have done in your previous relationship. So, how disappointing was it to hear that from him? You know, in terms of. You know, a mentor type to you.
It's disappointing.
Well.
No, I wasn't. No, listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things.
Couple aspects here that I want to revisit. First of all, no one is attacking 17-year-old kids and their families. Nobody. So spare me the altruistic high dudgeon here. Spare me the you're standing up for these 17-year-old kids. Leave them out of it. Everyone knows what's going on here. No one's begrudging them anything. I don't hear any aspect of this. Anybody mad at those kids and their families. I know that makes you feel bad, but let's call this what it is. These are coaches going after coaches. These are guys who know they've been making money off the backs of these kids for too damn long. No one's attacking the kids. Don't pretend that they are. Don't pretend you are coming to some sort of valiant defense, some chivalrous defense of these poor 17-year-old kids. No one's saying that. No one's saying that. It's you and him and any of these other coaches. It's all on you guys. Own it. Own it. It's your boat. It's your house. It's your vacation house. It's your private plane. Own all of it like you do. You bought all that stuff. You bought today too. And it's not 17-year-old kids. Stop using them as shields. Stop hiding behind them. Well, I'm sorry to the fans. They're coming after you. Don't spread it out. Don't globalize it. You had the balls to call that press conference. Stand there and own it. And when he says about God, Nick Saban, dig into how he did his deal. What does he mean? Does he mean how he did like that whole deal? How he's done his work? Or does he literally mean how he did his deal, his contract? Or does he mean sort of how he created his empire? I'd like to know. And I'm sure a lot of people are picking up the phone and trying to find out just those things. Oh, yes. And I'm not kidding when I say that Lawrence Holmes is wearing his Alabama hoodie today. He is, and I don't know if he has keeps it here and he changed depending on the news. I don't know if he's got like a quick wardrobe change just to make it more timely. But Alabama master's degree, I believe he's got. We'll see what kind of Tide pride there may be when we do transition in a moment on the Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.